got the clap.
That wasn't even in the camera.
And we're live. Back.
Niggas ever tried to jump and clap y'all cheeks?
No.
Nah, only you.
You did
only
that shit? Oh, no. Why you pointing to me, nigga?
It's like a live pointing to me for some unbeknownst reason.
That's crazy.
Super did that shit on Riverside.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
what? No, I didn't.
What?
Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah, that's what? That's the crib pod.
I was clapping my hands.
That's the crib pod. If you guys haven't seen what he's talking about,
yo, what?
I wish I didn't see it, but for some reason, if you want to see it, ladies, it's for the ladies, right?
I think Super, would you, at that time.
Was you singing 100 Bands and Chanel?
I fuck with that song.
That's really Price shit, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Make sure. Yeah.
I think Price blurts that out at the most random moments in his life. And now we're going to say the prayer.
100 Bands and Chanel.
Woo! Hey, man, if you're wondering why we have all this liquor that we didn't pay for on the table, now I'm saying they send these things to us. I'm saying, what you think? We didn't have a relationship with Moet? All right, fuck out of here.
LVMH, baby.
This is the 100th episode of the Dirty Street Confessions podcast. Give yourself a round of applause.
Made it. Yes. We made it.
We made it.
10 times 10, 20 times 5, 50 times 2, 100 times 1.
100 plus 0.
There you go. And I'm saying somehow we made it.
Y'all wrote that?
Nah, man.
Freestyling. Off nice. The tizzy.
Off the what?
I wasn't thinking 100 plus 1.
You said 100 plus 0.
Oh, I'm about to say 100 plus 1. That'll be the next episode.
But, all right, man.
Yeah. We came a long way, man. I'm so happy that we stuck it through. A lot of people doing shit as a group, period, doesn't fucking last 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying niggas schedules be fucked up. Niggas be having too much ego. Now I'm saying, but sometimes you got to band together with your fellow brethren. Know what I'm saying? And see something through for once. Know what I'm saying?
I just want to say something.
Sure. I was about to ask you anyway how you felt.
Speech. Fuck all y'all niggas. All
right, cool. Know what I'm saying? That's the way
I'll
to
take
feel.
That. But I just wanted to say, I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, it's Obia.
Obia?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, when you was like, we came a long way and we stuck it through, I ain't like those.
Damn. No mind for me because I said, fuck all y'all niggas.
That's true, too. Yeah.
So y'all correlated all right, that.
So let's run it back. Run it
you
back.
You topped it off.
Ask me again.
We seen this podcast journey through together, right? Mm-hmm. And there's many times we could have gave up and said, hey, I'm feeling sick today. I'm hungover. I ain't get no pum pum today. Or whatever random excuses niggas come up with. What other excuses you got?
I gave up once a week. I just never told y'all. And I came back.
Oh, yeah. And I'm saying we thank you for having that talk with yourself and you saying? Bringing it together.
Now, this shit is definitely a vibe. It keep me going. Like, I look forward to linking up because niggas, now I don't know if the world need to know this, but we don't hang out like we used to. So I look forward to seeing the dogs when we pull up and record.
Yeah, this is
the violence, Los.
It's ever since Dwight got a new car.
That's not true, man.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying? My shit. And I got my car back. Hey, oh, yeah. Let's clap it up for that.
Because it's been a long time. Yeah.
Stupid-ass rental.
Yeah.
I used to say that every time I got in his car.
They gave me a Toyota Camry, right? Because for some reason, all the money that I pay in insurance couldn't get me a rental for Mercedes. So I had to go to Enterprise.
That's fucked
and
up.
And I got a Camry, right? And Danny was like, yo, the stupid-ass car. Damn.
You fucked in the rental?
Nah, I did not. But, I was maneuvering through my roster and seeing who was still a down ass, I'm saying, while I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls, they was like, oh, no, I don't care. I'm like, nigga, because you know I'm getting my car back.
Also, you have to give them a disclaimer when you pull up in the Camry?
There was one that I did so she could know the car that I was in.
You should have just told him that you downgraded.
Yeah, like
fuck with you.
Humble yourself. Oh, another thing today, right? There's this girl, Buffalo, I'm supposed to go see years ago, right? Mm-hmm. In advance, whatever. But she's like, she hit me up like, oh, you gonna come see me? And I'm like, Buffalo is how long of a flight? I think it's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Sure. Right there.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's not even a long flight. She's like, you're not gonna drive? I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
Buffalo is 4 hours, right?
Like no, seven.
Like 8 hours or something.
Yeah,
like
that shit is beastly. I'm like, driving.
I could just get a rental when I come out there.
It's an easy drive, though.
She's like, I hope you know they're going to put you in like some like a buggy or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck do it matter, bitch? Like, you rather me drive 7 hours just so I can have my car out there?
You think 7 hours is an easy drive, bitch?
Hell no.
It's an easy drive to go to Buffalo. Because usually you don't run into like no traffic and shit like that. Get the fuck out of here. It'd be just open road and shit, bro.
7 hours of open road, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on that, yo.
That shit's easy. Drive,
more likely to fall asleep.
The plane gonna have 40 minutes of open air.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, exactly. No traffic. I take my chances with that.
And then you gotta buy gas back and forth, right? So it's like, did you really save mad money? You at risk of fucking up your car or some stupid shit like
and
that.
You might not get hard when you get over there.
Yeah, so it's like, I can know that way sooner by taking the flight. I'm saying I can just fly right back home.
That ever happened to y'all, I guess? Y'all like traveled for some pussy and then...
Yeah, man. Never got hard.
Didn't That's hard. Crazy. Nah.
Yeah, I just ended up in the airport. I never even made it.
You didn't get hard by
default.
Yeah,
that's different. Yeah. I'm talking about
reach the destination.
Get the pussy and can't never get up.
How far is the travel we talking about?
Shit, even if you drove 2 hours.
2 hours?
Ain't get hard.
I took the bus 12 crazy.
Minutes and couldn't get hard. That's not bad.
You did what?
I took the bus. I've been fucking with CMOS lately.
Yeah?
Where?
Is it real CMOS?
Now niggas are selling CMOS and shit.
Some of them should be fake.
I don't know what's
watermelon is good.
No price. I don't know what's the odds of Monty trying to sell us Gucci and CMOS.
In the same week, right?
I don't know if I can trust that shit.
Yeah,
is this coming from the same fucking person?
In Africa.
Alibaba.
Nigga got that shit from Temu.
His boy Ali.
Timu CMOS. That's crazy.
It probably go crazy, though. Yo, what is Timu, though? I've been left out that whole loop.
It's like, an app.
It's not a scam.
Scam Central, bro.
That's just like Amazon and Alibaba together.
That sounds powerful.
They got a lot of shit up there.
Bro, they got a lot of shit.
I seen that nigga get a PlayStation off of Timu. That shit was about like this big, bro.
It wasn't real.
PlayStation. It wasn't real.
All right, I got another website for y'all. Y'all heard DHgate?
Yeah, no. That's where all the fake shit come from.
DHgate? What's that?
I think that's DHL. Nah, DHgate is like they got all the designer shit.
That's why
you would never.
Price, how you know? How you know about that, Price?
Wait, Price, why you know about that? Okay.
Chill out.
Just
looking at them shits a little like this. Chill out.
Put it on the table, my nigga.
Chill out. This is realer than real. Price always hot himself up. Niggas gonna spot him out.
Under Armour. But
nah, them shits got Nike and all that, Jordans, all that.
Not Nike.
So I got a question. Price, you ever order from there?
Nah.
Keep it 100, bro.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it 100.
All right.
You ever bought something fake?
Yes.
What?
True Religions.
Word.
Yeah.
How much was it? He bought it for money.
Nah, I bought this fake shit from Instagram one time. I think I wore it on Riverside too. This was last week. Yeah. So you know the sweater, it says "Lucky me, I see ghosts" or some shit like that. I told on Instagram, I'm like, yo, I thought this was hard. I bought it, and then niggas like, nah, nigga, this from Kanye first release or some shit like that. I guess somebody else remade it or some shit like that.
Let me ask y'all this. Like,
oops, nigga, I'm still wearing it.
Is there anything y'all used to wear fake with pride? Like
this Lacoste shirt.
This shit is real.
Lacoste shirts.
Lacoste
watches. You devious. A fake watch. Yeah. I think that's commitment for real.
Who's going to press you on a fake watch?
Niggas used to wear fake earrings back in the day. Y'all niggas never used to have the magnet earrings?
Yeah.
Nah, I never that.
My ear was never pierced.
Somebody pressed me on the bread 11s.
They were fake?
They was OD fake.
Word.
I caught them from the flea market.
Court pressed me on a fake Lacoste in high school.
They not bread 11s?
No, they all bread 11. That's what they call. Yeah. But
that shit didn't have Jordan on it.
Who it had, Shaq?
I don't know what man was hanging on that rim.
Hey, yo.
Yo, Shaq logo was dumb as hell.
It was.
That was a dumb ass.
Cause Shaq can't hang on no rim.
Fuck Shaq logo. What you said, Price?
Yeah. Shaq logo was lit. Backboard hanging on rim.
Shaq logo was that shit. Sounds crazy.
Yeah. This nigga Dane said Shaq broke plenty backboards hanging on rims. Mm. That don't sound even more flagrant.
It does. Well,
yo, Shaq anyone? Be calling out niggas on the TV when they make flagrant.
Yeah. He be on point.
Yeah.
That's good though. Somebody got a, you know what I'm saying?
The agenda has changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that Dame Dash, like you were saying, Price?
Pause.
Okay. Yes. All right, cool. You was about to say something, Super?
I forgot what I was about to say.
I was about to tell the people
okay.
that we got our OnlyFans coming soon because...
Hold up. We have the first DSC virtual house party, January 31st.
Yes. Boop, 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 boop.
Please sign up. Pop in. You're going to be in your crib. You're going to see us doing some neck shit. You feel me? Like, this is going to be a different experience. We got C-Murder.
Oh, shit.
We got Ash.
That's a fact.
We got the Gooch Gobbler earlier. Niggas was talking about if they saw their own Gooch before, and I think Danny said yes.
Yeah.
Dwight said yes.
I didn't say yes. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you said yes.
No. I seen, like, my butt cheeks and balls. But not my, yeah. But anyway, please.
C-Murder told me that she got all her dildos ready and cleaned off.
Okay. Wow. I think there's going to be, like, a... blowjob contest.
Oh, word.
A wet t-shirt contest, perhaps. Shit. I'm saying it's going to be a few segments in there that you guys don't want to miss. I'm saying
music.
The link is going to be right
here.
Wherever. Somewhere in that direction. I'm saying.
Click his meat.
Click it and get right. I'm saying. Danny, you were saying about the.
Also, we have an OnlyFans coming soon because any other platform that we try to put this content that we have. Will clip us. So we trying to put it somewhere so y'all can see everything that goes on. Because, you know, we trying to stay afloat everywhere. If we fuck up on Patreon, we won't be back. So, you feel me? OnlyFans coming soon.
It's a fake. That's a fake.
Thank you. Okay, you guys.
Who you think?
Danny.
Oh.
Well, thank me, nigga.
Thank you. Y'all know how old I am?
You're 34, bro.
You got to be at least 45.
He's 35.
45.
Thank you.
45?
I only know that because he's a 35, year older.
35, like Kevin Durant.
I gave you the benefit of the
like,
doubt.
Like the amount of years Taxstone got.
Damn.
Like,
yo.
Damn.
35? Taxstone got 35 years? That's all.
Yeah, or some shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah. So, last weekend, right? First question I have for you guys. Is it gay?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Usually.
Absolutely. Usually
when the question starts like that.
Okay, but hear me out.
All right, go ahead.
Is it gay as a guy if you use just for men?
Just for men?
What's just
that
for men?
That's the soap shit? The soap
it's dye. It's dye.
No, bro.
Right?
It's just the name of the brand.
What are you doing that to do? What are you putting just for men?
It's dye.
You about to use
your
that?
Your beard?
Yeah.
Your beard.
If you dye in your butthole, then it's gay.
Just for men, any type of dye be looking crazy, bro.
No, because you guys haven't noticed.
Oh, so you use it?
Yeah, I did try it.
Word.
Nah, but I tried it and it wasn't bad. And I'm saying when you first put it on, it looks crazy.
Will you use jet black or like regular?
I think it's called real black.
Real black. Okay.
Your whole shit is No.
You have like your little problem areas and shit like that. Or like when you pick one.
Problem areas?
Yeah.
The filling.
Or you pick one and then five grow back.
I thought it was like, you know when the barber spray your beard and shit like that?
No, that's
I thought that's what
Beijing,
you have.
Beijing. That's not. It's kind of like, I guess, but it's more professional.
You be doing that shit too?
Beijing? Nah. I don't got to do it. Hmm. That's for like if you got a patchy beard.
This just let the shit get
no.
Bro.
Beijing is like if you got a missing spot in your beard, it's like. This is for my gray hair to make them black.
There's nothing wrong with the gray hair, bro.
Yeah, but not yet. I'm going to wait till I'm like 39 and my dick get a little bigger.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
Nigga made a gray hair to dick ratio.
You actually lose dick as you get older.
As you get older.
How we get to dick?
Who told you that?
How we get there?
What you said?
Shit, that switched up.
What did Price say?
Nothing, nigga.
Oh, all right, cool.
I just want to say that your dick stopped growing at the age of 39.
Nigga, we went back.
Don't tell him about his dick, bro. Nah.
It's
nah, that's what's
by the time you hit 40, it just start going down.
You never fucked a bitch and you felt like your dick got bigger since last time you fucked? Or a newer bitch, and you like, yo.
The only reason why they say that.
My shit showing off.
Like, yo, what's going on? The only reason why they say that, because you fucked them a whole different time.
Okay.
Or, from the last time.
Or even if it's a different person, I'm saying. It's like, yo, you think like, yo, I had the same dick for a minute now, you feel me? But it's like, yo, all right, cool. I'm saying.
Sometimes your dick just get unusually hard, where it's just like.
That's which probably happens with a newer bitch.
Do you think your dick is bigger after a crazy slop top?
After you nut?
It just looks shinier.
Before you nut? Oh, yeah. Look
shinier?
Nigga. Yeah, it just looks shinier.
Yeah, nah. Nigga, I get numb. So, I'm
like, I feel like if she give me, like, immaculate head, my dick is, like, super tough.
Extra veins.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I want to say? Sign up to the fucking Patreon. Patreon. Yo, the Wild 32 got some shit in it right
That's
now.
That's a fact.
OD.
You know, we've been doing Patreon so much, I thought this was, like, Patreon already.
You know
but
what?
Yes, you guys Fuck it. Sign up, man.
I forgot that we do YouTube episodes.
We got the Little Dirty Tear. If you want to see episodes a week early, it's not uncensored. You know what I'm saying? We got the Medium Dirty Tear if you want an extra episode a week. Semi, it's censored.
It's right? not uncensored.
Right? Then we got the Wild Dirty Uncut
OD.
Rough Up, Come Rough on, Neck, man. Bumble Clot, Bop Tear.
What do you mean?
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's where you want to go. You know what I'm saying?
Super censored. Actually,
y'all getting y'all taxes
dirty
back.
As fuck.
Or dirty as fuck, I'm saying.
And you can write into the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And we read your shit on air. Y'all might have seen one already.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Y'all actually getting y'all taxes back soon. I seen Lo say that, right? So you want some of that
I
shit
don't even
too? Want to
deal
that.
With that shit.
Yeah.
Nigga said we want some too.
Nigga said you get your taxes back soon.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Come Imagine preying somebody's taxes.
Nigga, that is the whole of New York City relationships.
What?
Baby fathers preying they baby mother's taxes. Because baby fathers don't shit. Be getting no bread back, really, unless you got a good relationship with your baby moms. You still gotta fuck her. Hey, you still gotta come on, man.
Let me ask you this. As the baby father, do you give your baby moms the child to file for?
What you mean?
Nigga,
give?
They got it off rip.
That right? Oh, it's automatic.
Okay. Yeah,
you ain't got that control, nigga.
That's how they know. That's rough.
Who you think got the birth certificate?
Maybe once you leave, you ain't packing that too, nigga. Give me the children's birth certificate, nigga. You ain't asking for that.
I'm gonna let you know from now, Price. When you have your first child, that child is going to be 25% yours and 75% the mom's.
Damn. Even if that, even if that much.
Yeah, right.
Even if that much.
Right. I'm saying.
Damn.
You feel me? You gotta work for that in the years to get up there. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. Sorry. I got a question for the dads on the pod.
It's crazy how they over there.
Hold on, before we get there, real quick, right? Not to cut you, Danny.
Yeah.
Does an egg bank exist? Like how they got a sperm bank?
Yes.
No word?
Yeah,
they get guap for that too.
They got egg bank.
Yeah, I know that.
Because eggs are more rare than sperm. Now I can nut all day out this bitch.
They get 10K for an egg?
So much. You have limited amount of eggs.
Yeah, niggas ever been to a sperm bank?
No.
Why
can't we go again?
You can go.
You can go anytime you
want. We'll have like a lot of kids that we don't know about.
Oh, that's the worry.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But they can't be attached to us because like, do they like have to search for us? After?
No, they can't.
They can't search for you
it's
after,
still
right?
Your kid, though,
nigga.
Like in your head,
you know how much kids you let go every day.
Yeah,
you worried about this one that you put in the sperm bank.
They don't get born,
nigga. How you gonna know this one got born if they can't hit you up?
Look
at it the same way.
There are some people who do not give a fuck.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, but I don't think that's nobody up here,
nigga. Go in there and rinse that, bro. I don't know what this nigga talking about. All right,
suppose you were down on your luck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying and. It was the only way that you could go about getting $7,000 right now. I don't know how much. It's probably not seven. It's probably like $3,000 or some shit like that.
No,
probably
way.
$1,500.
That.
Yeah.
I'll do 75 below.
How you know?
75 below.
It's all $40. Some places it's $40.
Three times a day.
Yeah. I know you did the math in your head, Danny. Danny always doing the math a week ahead. All right, 75 below. That means I'm making $560 a week. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be a high value man.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So that'll you be get, me. I'm saying you go in there bust some Kevin Samuels ass nuts, you be up, nigga.
Oh boy.
You feel me?
What you were saying?
Oh no, I was gonna ask the dads, somebody was like, yo, when women give birth, they love the child immediately. And the dads actually got to build a relationship with the kid before they actually love their kid. Oh. I know it sounds fucked up, but I wanted to know y'all opinion on that.
I'll let Binks go.
Like, you have to, you don't love the kid immediately type shit?
Yeah, because you don't know them.
I mean, I don't know. Me is different. Like, maybe it's not different. so, listen, right?
This is crazy.
Like, kids in the beginning, they boring as fuck type shit, right? They don't do shit. They don't, they not doing nothing. You just feeding them, they shit, you know, they sleep regular, right? But as they get older, it's like, oh shit, you doing that?
You're actually cool.
You my nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like you tend to like them more, yeah. Type shit. Like, you fall in love with them more. Where when women, like, as soon as they give birth, they on some.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love this baby. I never want to let it go.
Physically connected.
At what age is this when you realize, like, yo, I fuck with you?
I feel like for me, I can't speak for everybody. For me, it's from young type shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, you say like five.
From I start doing shit. Nah, five is too old.
Too old.
Like, from they start becoming like a year old, from they start realizing shit doing shit, you know what I'm saying? So when understanding
they
shit.
When they start developing their own personality.
Yeah, right? Type shit.
You can, like, say this is something this person.
A year later, does. From you, from your baby mom breed, like a year later, like, yo, I fuck with you.
Mm. But it sounds fucked up. Not a second. Not a second before that year.
That's funny.
Nah. But a different aspect to that, which is the same kind of result, is, so you have parents who live together and parents who don't live together. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So if the child don't even live with her father, it's like, it could be getting to know a stranger.
Okay.
True. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like, yeah, you gotta bond and put in that time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Your baby mom already put in 9 months with this child ahead of you knowing her. You know what I'm saying? Or him. So there goes that. I'm not sure how we got here, but that's what's up.
Danny's question.
So that was a good question. That's what we doing on 100?
That was a good question, bro.
I thought we was going to talk about 50 Cent losing weight.
Oh, yeah, we got to do a toast.
Oh, all right, cool.
Do we do a toast?
Yeah, fuck it. We definitely need to. Right now is the best time.
Right now is the best time.
Yo, if you at home right now, grab a glass of something. Get the cups up. Take your butt plugs out for 1 second. Hey, keep that shit in.
Keep that shit in.
You know what I'm saying? If you have a butt plug, put it in
right now.
You can take it out, put it in your mouth.
What?
And put it back in your
butt. I hope y'all talking to women.
Yo, I seen this shit the other day. I don't know if I sent it in the chat. Nah, it was a skater showing how he preps to go skating. And he put his pants on the bed. He put his hoodie he's going to wear. He put a butt plug on that shit.
And a thong.
And a red thong.
And a red thong.
Yeah.
Word.
What that got to do with skating?
Big up yourself, bro.
Yeah.
I just
raise your glass,
say,
my nigga, if you want a Patreon.
Big up everybody and shit. You feel me?
Bryce, know where you pointing at. Yo, well, Bryce.
He would. Oh, he would.
Bryce.
That got to go on the OnlyFans now.
This nigga. He would.
Yeah, we can always expect Price to Price.
My nigga.
Congratulations. Bow, bow, bow.
Congratulations.
Price, you're my fucking man, bro.
My nigga.
Y'all can't see it, but there's a hole in the ceiling.
Don't even preach that, my nigga.
This nigga Lose is like my light. I know. I had a final destination premonition about that shit, too. Thank you, my
nigga,
brother.
Like a wet hand.
I ain't even gonna let Price call Andre.
Price hand is bad wet.
I'm gonna just take that.
Try to act like it's regular. Nah.
Yo,
shit, I appreciate that. Niggas. Thank you. You niggas is the best.
So y'all got a question.
But, y'all think already?
We cheersing?
To 1,000 more, my niggas. Y'all got your shit live.
Hold on,
live, and them niggas didn't get their shit yet.
To the 100.
Pull up.
Important, factors. Thank you, Lav, for joining us along our journey of the hundo.
Yo, y'all down
to my nigga Lav.
Y'all down to be potting when we 60?
60?
Keep gonna have different shit to talk about, right, though.
You know? Y'all, Riverside, y'all catch me on Riverside?
Yeah. We're gonna be talking about boats and shit.
As
golfing.
Big Fizzle said, what about 40-50?
40-50.
I'm gonna have me a wife. You feel me? So
I'm getting tired. Yeah, toast up.
Respect. Love. Pow. Monty, thank you guys. Thank you. 2024,
different year.
Another 100 chairs. Cheers.
This shit tastes like copper.
Tastes like period pussy.
Before Price grabbed the bottle, I was gonna have the audience guess which one of the bottles Price bought. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, Price is like fresh up from Jamaica, so.
All right.
Yeah, man, buy the bill here.
Rick Ross. I got
shell of place.
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Niggas love Rick Ross, man. Big Meek Mill.
Yeah, for sure.
I know a Guyanese nigga with a long beard, he go by Rick Ross.
Rick Ross?
Yeah, Rick Ross.
Shout out to Larry Spring. He edited his membership from $20 to $255.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
He paid for the year?
Yeah. Well, which
200
year?
And what?
Medium Dirt. I mean,
Wild Dirty for the year. Big up yourself, my nigga. Thank you. All right. Danny, that was your department because you're the math man.
Big up yourself, Wild Dirty.
Yo, let me ask y'all something. Go ahead.
Oh, the other day, right? There was a case where a guy sued Red Bull, right? And won.
Yeah, I've seen this.
For Red Bull not giving him wings.
Yes. Whoa. But.
Yeah, that makes
technically,
sense.
Technically, they say.
That's Matt Smart.
They say Red Bull gives you wings.
And they don't say joking.
Right? So, like, man, kidding.
Yeah, it's false advertisement.
Yeah. it wouldn't even matter.
Jump.
Like, I don't know, man. I gotta get back to you on that.
The fact that he won though for 13 M's is lit.
Yeah. Yo, why I ain't think of that?
Lit.
Yeah. To be fair, Los, to answer your question, I always thought if I had to jump from a high building, like say something crazy was happening, I had to jump off the 81st floor, and I land on the floor, I thought like as long as if I land like this, I'll be alright.
Double jump?
Yeah. Try it. I will get back to y'all niggas on that.
Yo, Price. There was a similar case to that. This guy, he sued Coca-Cola or Pepsi, one of them. He was supposed to buy.
Which one do you really think it is?
I think it was Pepsi.
Then it's Coca-Cola. Go ahead.
Media takeout.
No, it's not.
Is it?
No.
Media takeout. Go ahead.
It's not
the only
media
nigga
takeout.
I know that still be on media takeout. You go on there that right now, that should say one view.
Price. Ron Price.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Price.
Yo, anyway.
We're not doing this no more.
Price be commenting.
This video is crazy.
Yo. Go ahead, Price. I'm sorry.
Yo, this nigga was supposed to buy 1,000, like, Coca-Cola, and he was supposed to win a jet. They didn't give him a jet. He said, all right, watch this. He sued them niggas.
How much?
For millions of dollars.
And won.
Media takeout for sure.
I think I did see that,
and it was Coca-Cola.
It was Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah, but you was wrong. You said Pepsi.
I thought it was Pepsi.
That nigga did. He documented him getting all of the,
exactly.
the cans.
Cans.
All the cans. Yes.
Because he wanted to see if it was bullshit.
He was.
It was an amount that the average person. The amount you have to spend was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got to spend $2,000?
No, you had to spend like probably like almost six figures on soda.
It was specific
to win a jet because they was
cans.
Advertising like if you buy this much you will win a jet.
Yeah, facts.
But so how long it took him?
And 1,000 cans, $1 a can.
It took him a minute.
Yeah, it took him a minute. But
he got the cans.
He got it,
and he got bamboozled pretty much.
So they took him to court.
Wait, 1,000 cans is all he got?
No.
It was way more.
It was way more than 1,000.
Yeah. So why do I say 1,000?
I thought somebody said 1,000 cans.
No, nigga said six figures.
Nigga spent almost six figures on soda.
On Coca-Cola.
Just so he could win the jet.
Shout out to you, my nigga.
So I guess the moral of the story is, like, any company false advertising, just sue them.
They got to be very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucked up part is he got to sell that jet immediately. Because
yeah, he had to.
Yeah, what the fuck you about to do with a jet, nigga?
Yeah, where you going
to
keep it?
Nigga, I didn't really learn what it took for a jet to run like till 2 years ago. Like that shit is fucking ridiculous.
The fuel
is crazy.
Yeah. Jet fuel is expensive.
You gotta pay for the crew. Mm-hmm. You gotta pay to dock it.
Mm-hmm.
When you dock a Parker jet, I don't know what the fuck.
You gotta dock.
Yeah. Right? It's like, come on, maintenance, because you wanna make sure you don't fall out the fucking sky. Right?
No, you dock
a
boat.
You gotta pay for all the fucking cocaine and party.
So you got to dock the jet.
What you said? My bad. Dock the jet.
If you, dock you don't a boat. Dock a jet, you dock a boat.
No, that's why I was looking for the term. Is dock or park?
Park.
Nigga Dwight said I ain't got a passport.
It may be dock. It may be dock.
Nah, I don't know if it's what? Dock. I don't think it's dock.
Well, maritime.
Because a dock is on water.
Yeah, but maritime law.
I think you land a jet.
You'll park a plane, but park planes, a plane is, and park they, a jet. They have ships. They have like ship numbers and shit. So it's like, it's almost the same shit.
I think you land a jet. All right. And park a jet.
All same right, way. Man.
It's all good.
I don't know.
This is semantics at this point.
Where you house your jet.
This right. is unproductive
well,
discourse.
Good thing this is not a jet podcast.
Right. You know? Wherever you harbor your jet.
Wait, I had a question.
Is it about jets?
No. Right. Let's say you take your girl out, right? Mm-hmm. She invites her friends out for her birthday party and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have to pay for not only your girl, but for all her friends? No.
If you want to cash out?
If you're a gal clown.
If you throw in an event for your girl.
Your girl invited you out? She has her birthday party and yes. shit. She invites her friends, all her six friends.
That's their business.
Do you, as her man, have to pay for her friends and your girl?
No, because I could. She don't know what I'm prepared to do. You can't just invite people and they expect me to pay. If I invite people out and that's like the message I'm giving out, then yeah. But if you invite them, they got to pay. Or you pay for them. Because they don't got nothing to do with it.
And girls be having friends that you don't even fucking like. So you mean I got to pay for this bitch that I already know is a hoe and has convinced you to be a hoe? No.
Yeah, I don't fuck with none of my shorty friends.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that.
Live
saying?
On air.
They know.
They know.
They know. Hey,
they know it's okay. Crazy.
They don't know.
They know. Okay.
Yeah. That was a hot song back in the day.
That was a good song. Yeah. I mixed two songs just now by accident.
Yeah, that was Shorty Low and that was OJ the Juice Man.
Yeah.
What was it? They don't know.
Da-da. Yeah. Da-da. They right, know. Yeah. They know. They know.
Shorty Low is not live, right?
Yeah, he died. Yeah, R.I.P. Shorty Low.
Yeah,
Shorty
Low died.
Man, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
That was
rest
a good tune.
Bram, 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 bram.
Yeah, that
bram,
was.
Bram, bram, bram,
yeah,
bram.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
That was sample too.
They didn't drill that yet?
David.
Huh? Probably. They don't know about
they
that
don't
shit.
They don't know about that
they
shit.
They probably did.
The kids know about that.
They probably they don't know about that shit.
They got a lot of. You know who I fuck with? Oh, Cash Cobain and.
What you said?
Yo, remember you not mic'd.
This nigga Los likes my beatboxing. Pause.
Hey, chill
you
out.
You like that? Awesome. That you like? He likes it.
Maybe.
No, chill out.
The hand reference you did for you not mic'd. Don't ever do that again.
What did?
What did you do?
You said, remember you not mic'd.
Oh, he did the dyke.
I did that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's on camera.
Run it back.
You did the dyke.
Run it.
Yeah. You guys. We don't do gossip here, but I really want to know how you guys feel. About 50 Cent's weight loss. Like, do you think like you worked out for that? Or you took a Zempic?
I think he's doing a movie.
Okay, because he did do a movie before. It was called All Things Fall Apart.
Yep.
And he had to play a cancer patient. And he lost
a mad weight, though. Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
He's a fit nigga, though. You know that, right?
How the fuck you just transform like that?
That nigga be working out, bro.
Liquid diet.
That nigga look
like... did last time. Yes, he did.
That's what he did last time.
Yeah, but that nigga be in the gym. That nigga do his thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any thoughts about it.
Okay, nah. I mean, sometimes you see weight loss, you start getting concerned about niggas sometimes. You feel me?
I think somebody that's into acting and also into fitness kind of knows what it takes to fluctuate their weight. So I would think that he did it in a more natural way than taking drugs or Zempic.
Oh, yeah. I think that nigga probably just... He looked like a nigga that his diet is intact.
Yeah.
Oh, where? Yeah.
Word. Hey man, well, shit. Do get what you gotta you do, my nigga. Yeah. It sold.
If you gotta get a BBL,
you
think?
Yeah, I'm saying that was the nigga BBL, and that shit gets steroids gets tank top sold, nigga.
Oh yeah, he was selling. Yeah. Y'all ever had those shits?
No, I didn't, get, nigga. Nah, you had the physique for it.
The tank top.
I used to rock that shit same way. I had had a pack.
You ever had the G Unit sneakers?
Nah.
Price always asks that shit because he wants somebody to have a friend.
Our answers didn't change from last time, Price.
I had a pair.
Nobody had them shits, bro.
But I did have the S. Carters,
I was about to
which
ask
were like
that.
The same kind of sneaker. Though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
same shit, you know.
All right, what about Pro Keds?
I had a pair of Pro Keds.
Pro Keds?
Nah, I had a pair of Pro Keds before.
Pro Keds are like
no, I had
Adidas?
A pair of K-Swiss.
No, K-Swiss. I was thinking.
Swiss.
Yeah, I never had K-Swiss either, but I had no beef with them. saying? But shout out to y'all, all these people who don't sponsor niggas, you feel me?
I got a question. This year,
go ahead.
If you lived with like your girlfriend, your wife, shit like that, right?
All
right. Would y'all sleep in separate rooms? Would you find it like
odd?
Appropriate or odd?
Yes. Sometimes I would want to.
No, like y'all could still fuck and shit like that, but you know, like from time to time you would want to sleep with her?
I don't, like, if you don't want to sleep with her?
No, like you guys would sleep in separate rooms. Like
off rip, or are you talking about?
Yeah, like y'all have your own room, your own bedrooms.
Nah.
Yeah, you know? I'm not. Weird? I'm not for that.
I personally like to hold a titty while I sleep. So, okay. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's for now because I feel like a lot of older couples do shit like that. Like, they have that time where they're like tired of sleeping with their significant other, and they get like their own bedroom.
I might get there. I'm with that though. I'm with starting off. You know what I'm saying, sleeping somewhat. And then not necessarily saying I have to grow out of it and consistently sleep somewhere else, but like it's not every time you're gonna feel like sleeping with somebody. Not even with any beef involved, you know what I'm saying? Like drama involved.
Yeah.
Right? yeah. Sometimes my nigga is like, most of the time my crib is cold. Most people are like, oh, it's too cold in here. Nah, fuck you.
Yeah. Can y'all live in a separate crib from your wife?
That's OD.
Separate some crib.
How do you protect her if something happens?
That was a real man's answer.
How's she gonna protect me?
I mean, it ain't like that. Yeah.
Most of the times it ain't like that.
How do you protect her if you're not home?
What do you mean?
You can niggas can run up and she not home and you not home.
True.
That's what I'm saying. Shit,
you could. Yeah, you can live with her.
But like, say if y'all live apart now and she's at her home, you're at your home. And
well, the nigga that she's fucking could take care of her, and the bitch that you're fucking could take care of you, because nobody ain't fucking dumb in 2024.
So that's what it is. You can't live. She got to live with you to like secure the pussy.
No. I'm just saying that it's guaranteed.
I think that's more fair.
Nigga. Nah, just because I got my own crib is because I'm cheating? Or she cheating?
That's what she thinks.
I don't think that she's cheating necessarily. You know?
That's what Dwight thinks.
You said as a husband and a wife?
Yeah, as a husband and a wife.
Why she gotta be fucking somebody?
At that point, if you're husband and wife, y'all already trust each other.
Not necessarily.
Nigga, you know, don't be getting married. People get married with no trust, cuz.
True.
You got friends that's married?
Yeah.
All right.
Why? What the fuck kind of question is that? What was the answer?
No, I'm saying we all do, and we all know what niggas be fucking doing. So I ain't about to sit up here and pretend like, oh, I seen this exact many examples here. I've seen none.
Well, what about you?
I'm gonna cheat. I told niggas that on this fucking podcast already.
You gonna cheat? Why though?
That's my biological DNA. Yeah. It's my animalistic duty to be in heat and fuck these bitches, man. This Patreon?
No.
Oh, I'm editing this.
I'm going to clip that segment and move it to Patreon.
Yo, you can't cut that out, my brother.
Yo, so if you live across the street from your wife and you roll over.
That's not bad.
You roll over in the middle of the night at 55 years old and you want some pussy. You going to cross the street?
Nah, you got to call her over.
Nah, I'm going to beat my dick.
She got to come check you, nigga. Fuck you, me.
Y'all going to have a lot less sex because niggas is really going to just beat their dick.
Nigga, what y'all think? At
55, you going to beat your dick.
I do feel space is important, though, to your point. I'm saying?
Space is important.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we wasn't doing this, I'd be an astronaut because I like space.
I think, you know what I'm saying, you take vacations apart and shit. I think shit like that is cool. It's like, yo, I gotta go clear my head.
Speaking of space, would y'all ever try going up there?
No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
I'm too claustrophobic for that beginning part.
Anybody ever been to the moon?
I agree.
I think that's a myth.
Yeah, we don't know. Conspiracy. We never been there.
Niggas never been on none of those planets either.
We never been there, bro.
I can't vouch for niggas going, so.
How long is that drive?
7 hours.
Gaxeria.
Buffalo. Same time it takes to get to Buffalo.
It's longer than that.
A Buffalo trip to space?
Nah, but crazy. How long do it take to get to space? Like, it's like
a couple hours.
10 minutes?
No, ain't no 10 minutes. No,
to get to space is probably like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Going straight up? Just going up.
Yeah. Well, at the speed they're going, probably.
Yeah, nigga, that's the
fastest. I don't think it's no hours and shit like that. I did say a couple hours.
How long y'all think it takes a spacecraft or a spaceship to get to the moon?
To the moon? I would say like 3 weeks.
Let's see what Google says.
3 days.
3 days?
That's cap.
But then how do they stop?
Brakes.
Nigga, breaks. The gravity breaks. Is not what we have here.
Yeah. There's no gravity.
Show breaks from,
no, that's gravity
from
on
far
the moon.
Away,
it's
bro.
It's very little right. gravity. That's why. Listen. How? What? Whenever we see footage from the moon, niggas is floating, right? How do you get float there and land there floating?
I don't know, my nigga.
Somebody line up. George is, Bush.
The ship is heavier,
but as far
the ship be floating.
As far as. How does it get to the moon in 3 days?
Yo.
Rocket ships be booking it.
Yeah. Yeah, it says 6 hours to 3 days.
Let's just look it up, my nigga.
That's 6 hours to 3 days.
6 hours to 3 days. Till 3 days.
He's not here with us.
Yeah, I'm not here.
He's on the moon.
But this shit don't even make sense, bro.
Wait, nah. 6 hours?
Yeah, that's a big guy.
3 days?
Depending on what kind of rocket.
Right.
Like, depending on what kind of rocket.
So right, 3 days is
depending on the gas.
If it's a V12 or not.
Yeah.
If you take an Uber.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I got it.
But anyway, my nigga, enough of this astronomical bullshit. Have you guys ever been late to anywhere because you had to jerk off?
Yes.
No. No way. Yes. Nigga, that's addict. That's addict vibe.
Probably.
You said no, Bryce?
Nah.
Addict?
Yeah. You said yes, Uber?
Probably, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting my
you
shit
had
out.
To, you had to jerk off? You running late?
Not because yes, I had to.
You got
to
get your shit
that's
out.
That's what
though.
I was doing.
Because yeah. I'm not going to stop.
Oh, you was doing it, but you knew you had to be somewhere.
Well, that can wait.
Yeah.
This shit felt good.
Yeah, nigga. Niggas had to work. Before.
Live, you never had shit? A nigga live show up mad late like, yo, what up? My bad.
Oh, like the time you came to my door and I was like.
No.
Oh, man.
Nah. Fire.
Oh, man. Give it a man. Give it a break.
Yeah, it's 9:38, so we got to start doing some splitting. You see? Y'all want to wrap this one?
Split. Split in the middle.
Split in the middle. Make do. Hey, I've never sang that song in my life.
Y'all listen to soca?
No. I'm not trying a big to be fan. More appreciative of it now as I get older.
I like the groovy soca.
Me too. That's
hot and groovy.
That's the only soca I really like.
Yeah, the hard soca is like it's a lot much. For me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I, you know.
Yeah, unless you really want to be in your cardio shit, then you could tap into that.
In the water.
And get right. I'm saying? But,
What y'all think is the worst accent?
In the water.
Caribbean.
Bermuda.
Barbados.
Yeah,
the worst accent?
Definitely
Bermuda got it over Barbados.
Bermuda? Barbados.
I gotta hear Bermuda.
Barbados got
that?
It, bro.
The Bajans gonna bun us
what
out
would you
for
call
that.
We love them. They just got a bad accent.
That's why. I ain't say that neither, though.
But they probably think Jamaicans got the worst accent, too.
True. Cheese on bread.
Probably.
You feel me?
Bajans be singing when they talk.
No, they're going to get you for this one.
So you wouldn't talk to Rihanna on the phone all night?
All skunt by night.
I'm going to find this voice note for y'all. I'm sorry. I got to flick through the dick pics first. That shit was crazy.
Oh, that person sending you dick pics and their accent?
No. Let's listen to this.
Right, let's listen to the voice note.
Hold on.
It's a man.
Bermuda?
He sent you a dick pic?
No. My shit. Danny was leaning in, and I see my dick pic.
I didn't see shit.
Hold on. Is it
over, I turned and I turned my head.
All right, run it.
Good job.
I'm trying to hear the voice note.
That nigga was born in Canada. But he's all right. I guess he's considered local. He's other artists than Kalibati, you know.
What?
Thank he you. Sounds like a UK Caribbean.
I could make that out.
Yeah, I gotta hear that. I gotta hear that shit again.
Yeah. She sound like she got some UK vibe in it.
No, but that's how they sound.
I gotta hear that shit again.
I can make that out.
Yeah. Oh, you can't make the Bajan shit out.
The Bajan shit I can't make out. It's a whole different dialect of
that shit. Too complex.
Get crazy. This get crazy too.
Okay.
You know, and you're not gonna be able to make it out. But I know the Bajan shit sounds ridiculous.
Yo, let's go to Panama.
You wanna sound like a Bajan? Say toy boat.
Toy boat.
You said what?
Toy boat, toy yeah, boat, toy boat,
Bajan. Toy boat.
Say it faster.
Let's go to Panama.
Toy boat.
Say it three times.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
Nigga, going slow.
Say it faster.
Go ahead.
Fuck
Bryce.
You, nigga.
Go ahead, Bryce.
Toy boy, toy boy.
We did this shit before. Toy boat, toy boat.
I got another new one for y'all. Oh, yeah. Irish. That's wristwatch.
Irish.
That shit gonna make you.
I can't even do that one.
Irish
wristwatch.
Irish.
Like a wristwatch, but Irish.
Wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch. Irish
wishwatch.
Irish. Irish with that shit.
Yo, that fuck y'all, man.
Fucking stupid.
Irish wristwatch.
Yo. Anyway.
Irish wristwatch.
We're not gonna waste any more of y'all time, man.
They wasting our time.
Nah. We definitely want to thank y'all for rocking with us a whole 100 episodes. Technically, we shot more if you was on Patreon. All those episodes add up too.
Yeah, but it's for, like for the
YouTube. If you was on Patreon, you got mad shit.
Yeah, and I'm saying, but for YouTube, this is 100 for y'all. Hopefully, we finally convinced you to sign up to Patreon after this. I don't know. Maybe this is the lucky one. I'm saying, but thank you. If not this one, maybe we'll get you in the next 15 episodes. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We got way more in store.
Song coming out on the Friday.
You got a song coming
out? I got a tune dropping.
Bro, what's the name of it?
It's Friday. It's called Where I'm Going.
Okay.
You feel me?
Spit the verse.
No, I can't spit the verse. They gone.
I got a question for you real quick, right? How you started eating pussy?
How I started?
Yeah.
All right, so I was 12, you feel me? And my shorty at the time said, the only way she'll give me head is if I did her first.
Fair.
So I ate her pussy.
She gave you head?
She gave me head. It was fair. She was always been a fair girl.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Be fair.
Just tuned into another very special episode of the Dirty
Street
Confessions podcast.
I ain't gonna lie, I hate when y'all do that.
Nah. We on some fucking backstreet.
You a hating ass nigga. Yeah. Why?
If niggas be doing it.
It's corny. No,
it's corny.
Yo,
nigga be down. Niggas be down for the matching outfits, but don't want to do the backstreet.
I never want to match outfits.
Do that shit again.
Yo, we planned this.
End it again, bro. End it again.
Let's do it.
No. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You missed your chance.
He's not my dad.